eternity in view? Are you in search for the undiluted word of God? Do you need an atmosphere of prayer where you can pray till your joy is full? Are you longing for praise and worship that opens heavens and pours blessings down? Then the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Overcomer Sanctuary, is your answer. We are a community of God's lovers, passionately pursuing God, celebrating the Word of God, and the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit with evangelism, discipleship, within the context of the RCCG vision. Prepare your mind for renewal, your spirit for a revival, and your body for restoration by an encounter with the light of God's Word. Remember, Romans 10:17 says, "For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Stay blessed.
Make me a winner. I don't want to fail again. I don't have business with failure. Make me a winner, oh Lord. Make me a winner. I will win. I will win. I am victorious. I will win every battle. Oh Jesus, make me a winner. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are the Son of God. You are the Savior. I will win. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says that God will fight my battle. I want you to personalize it. And I will have my peace. It is only when a battle is won that a man can talk of total peace. Jesus is the one who has peace. The Bible called him in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. The Bible said he is the Prince of Peace. He said that we give you peace not as the world giveth. His peace is different. It's not the peace of the graveyard. I want you to tell God and say, Father, I can hear you say, Father, fight my battle this morning. Every spiritual battle, every financial battle, every battle that is on my way to success, Father, fight and give me victory. Go ahead and talk to God Almighty. Fight for me, oh Lord. The battle from my mother's side, the battle from my father's side, the battle in my marriage, the battle in my finances, in my place of work, the battle in my ministry. Fight for me, oh Lord. Fight for me, oh Lord. Fight for me, oh Lord. Daddy, give me victory. I want peace. I want victory. I want joy. I want peace. Fight my battle. Fight my battle. Fight my battle. Fight my battle. Enough of failure. Enough of position of disadvantage. Take me above my enemies. Take me above my enemies. Silence my enemies. Silence my enemies. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. This thorn in my flesh, I know your grace is sufficient. Take them away, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You pray this one before you sit down and you say, Father. I can hear you say, Father. In this month of June, O Lord. In this month of June, O Lord. Jubilation will not cease in my life. In my marriage. In my family, do what only I can celebrate. enough of sorrow, enough of pains. I will celebrate. I will jubilate. Give me a breakthrough in all my dealings. Help me, O Lord. 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 It is your month of jubilation. Tell God, say, I will jubilate. I will jubilate. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name, O Lord. In Jesus' miraculous name we pray. I prophesy into your life that before the end of this month, you will have cause to jubilate. I decree to someone here today, there is power in the first. This is my first meeting with you. I pray for you. Every battle the enemy is waging against you, I don't care where it is coming from. Whether it's coming from your mother's side, whether it's coming from your father's side, I don't care whether it's coming even in your place of work. Because you are here today, God will fight for you. Help you. The Lord will encourage you. Every battle without, every gang up, every power of limitation that has held you in one place, you have been going on a circle round and round and round. Today, God will set you free. The choir sang that song. They said all our problems, because of Jesus, will be a winner. I pray for you. You will win. I am not joking. I said you will win. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord. Have your seat, but before you sit down, tell your neighbor and say that I am a winner. You are not saying it like you mean it. Say it to the next person. God bless you. Have your seat. Well, we will quickly go into what we have for the day. But before then, I want to, I appreciate the fact that I'm here with you again. I've been here a couple of times. And many of you look new to me. I think I know some people, but some I will know now. Praise God. First of all, I want to bless the choir for that rendition. Just give a hand for God concerning them. Each and every one of you, you will be a winner. Every problem around your corner, God will solve them for you. In the name of Jesus. Again, I want to introduce myself. When the resident pastor say he want to introduce me, I say there's nothing to introduce. I'm just the same, small boy. Amen? I'm not coming here. I'm just coming because I know Jesus has gone ahead of me. I am nothing without him. Just nothing. He is the Almighty God. the lover of my life, the keeper of my soul. So when you hear my voice, whatever I'm going to say is what he asked me to say. Praise God. My name is Anthony Mokwe. Okay. And I'm coming from a sister zone, Shekinah Glory, at Agilete here, not too far off. Praise God. I am here. You know, our provincial pastor cannot be everywhere, the pastor in charge of the province. So he sent me here to just worship with you for till the last Sunday in this month. So you'll be seeing a lot of my face. Praise the Lord. Don't worry, your pastor will come back. Now, my oga, his seat nobody will take. Praise the Lord. So, this morning we want to look at a topic that said sacrificial giving, God's divine strategy for lifting. And I want us, you and I, to open our Bible to the book of Acts of Apostles. We read it in the morning and the first Sunday. I want us to read it again. God said, read it again. I wanted to do entirely different topic and different message, but God insisted on it. Maybe God is talking to somebody here today. So open your Bible to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 5. Verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If you are there, tell me you are there. Are you there? God bless you. But remember, the Acts of Apostles, it has not stopped. The question I want to ask you is, what is your own act? You remember, the Bible said that Elijah is a man of our like. A human being, he has blood, he listened to God, and then he had some activities with God, and it was recorded. But the question again is that book has not closed until my own chapter will be written. What about you? So please work hard with me. Let our own chapter be written, even if it's not written for the world to read. Let it be written in the lives of our children. Let it be written in the lives of our spiritual children in the church. Some of you belong to departments. Let your acts, so that whenever somebody will say, when brother so-so-so was here. Amen? So if anybody had told you that the Bible is closed and finished in real terms, in quote, tell the person that until your own chapter is written, it will not be closed. Praise God. So we read, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why had Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, to keep back a part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thy own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And the great fear came upon all them that had these words. May the Lord bless these words, as even to the hearer, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to tell you a story. And this story is about a couple. And this story is about a man called Peter. Peter is neither God nor devil. Peter is a tool in the hands of God. It was an agreement. They agreed together as led by the Spirit of God. Let us put things together to help the church. In the morning, I told them that as we are seated, we have about four groups of men and women. There are those who are ready to obey God in all things. Not void of wisdom. Make no mistake about it. The people will always say the church. They say things and they expect us to believe. No. You also have wisdom. Because you have to check it against the word. This group of men already understand the way God works. And they're keen to it. And they are moving on. Then there is another group that does not believe. They just want to be a member of the church. I call them spectators. Then there is another group that doubt everything. Even Jesus coming here to speak, they will still doubt it. Then the last group, very powerful group, but they are the greatest enemy of God. Those people who not only doubt everything, they convince others. And I refer them in the morning to the book of Revelation, where God said, you are neither cold, you are neither hot, that if you are lukewarm, you stand to be spit out of the mouth of God. So this morning I want to talk to these groups. I want to tell you that everything about God is give and take. Everything. And this morning I want to play an advocate of God. And I want to give them the same testimony I shared with them in the morning. That on Thursday, the morning after I serviced my car, I wanted to go for RMF program in the car. I started my car. And every single oil in the car poured down on the ground after 2 days of servicing. And to cut the long story short, if that car had moved from there to Jodu, or maybe the express, I would have lost the engine. And the engine of that car costs in the region of probably 400,000-500,000. And I want to ask, if God or anybody had told me in the morning, look, give God 50,000, give God 100,000, and save 500, I think I will quickly do that. I may even borrow if I don't have. Is that not true? Every day you wake up in the morning, God is averting dangers. God is fighting. We pray that prayer. God fights our battle. Some of us want to be in the hospital before you listen. A man gave a testimony now in the course of our conference we had, retreat we had at ACME. And he wanted to buy, a pastor, he wanted to buy a property. And God said, don't worry, don't bother yourself, I will buy it for you. And along the line, a woman called and said, look, I'm going to London. I have a terminal disease. I need prayer. And when the man of God prayed, God told him, this is the prayer. I'm sending you to this woman to pray. And after, so when the woman, after praying, the woman traveled to UK, and by the time the woman got to the UK and all the necessary tests were done again, and there's no more trace of the disease. It was that point that the woman said, look, what do you want me to do for the church? I don't want you to get to that level. When you have gone through fear, when you have gone through worries, your family is in complete disarray. Because it's a terminal disease. Until a man of God will come and pray. What about those dangers God is saving for you and for me? Every day we ply this road. These days we hear about kidnapping. Robbery is a common thing we know in Nigeria. And not many of us had ever experienced it. And then you justify your position. When the church say, let's do something sacrificially. You are sowing a seed that will bear fruit, that bears its fruit ahead. Remember, the Bible said that what a man sow, he reap. The Bible says you sow sparingly, then you reap sparingly. Sacrificial giving is nothing more than an excellent and unusual and uncommon, outstanding and the painful thing. Sometimes it's too painful. That's why it's called sacrificial. Look at the Bible. The first person that made the sacrificial giving was God. Or you are waiting till God will come and tell you. Peter told the people, and there's a place in the Bible, let me read it for you. Paul said in the book of, it's in the book of, let me see, to be sure. He said, when men ask you to give, don't see it as if it is man that is asking you. See it as if it is God. In the book of Galatians, he said, be not be deceived. God is not mocked. What a man sow, same a man will reap. I've told people earlier today that what you hold is your harvest. That thing you think you have is a harvest. Then what you give is a seed. And the seed is always very, in fact, the harvest is always more than the seed. The question I want to ask you this morning is that, are you ready to give sacrificially? And that is God's divine strategy. Remember, Genesis chapter 8 verse 22 say that as long as this earth remains, there is always the cold time, heat time, summer, winter, day and night, seed time and harvest time. He said it shall never cease. And the Lord spoke to our leaders and said, look, this month we have to do something special. And I want to give you 7 strong reasons for sacrificial giving. Number one is to show that you are grateful to God for all that he's doing. You know, I've already played an advocate. I gave you an example with my own life. Only 10,000 naira. That's what I spent. Put the oil back, fix what was leaking, and I have my car as good as new. I saved 500,000. That is the one we can see. Many of us go to hospital, spend a lot of money. Once my daughter was in the hospital, and when I was going, the hospital gave me a bill of 200 and something. I said, what? For how many days? How many days? I called the doctor. We talk, we shout. But as far as I know, since that time, they have not gone to any hospital again. You think because I'm smart? You think because I know what to do? It is because God is doing his work. Let me prophesy into your life. Every seed that you sow, genuinely from your heart to God, may the Lord fight your battle. Amen. I say, may the Lord fight your battle. Amen. I told you, one of the strong reasons is that you want to show that you are not ungrateful. You want to show that you love God. You want to show that you have total reliance on God. I told you that me, I have no integrity, I have no right, I have no ego, but what I have is God. You know, when God tells you, you shall have only me, only one God, what God is saying is that there is no other God. Forget what you are seeing. They are the product of man. Only one God. I don't know. The Muslims look like they understand it better than us. When you see a Muslim man do hand like this, you know what it means? They say only one Allah. They don't deviate like us. Today we are here, tomorrow we are somewhere where they do drama and magic. But today, this same one God will defend you. So you give because you understand the value of God. And that's the secret some of us have. I don't want to begin to bore you with testimonies. Some of us are. Church doesn't pay some of us. But we understand it. We understand that in sowing, there is a reaping. We understand that when you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. We understand that when you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. I'll give you a testimony. Again, man can tell you, but God can use man. God doesn't spend money. You must understand that. I also understand that. But God tests you. That's what we call test of obedience. It's one of the reasons. God wants to know. You know, in the book of one of the letters of John, he said, how can you say you love God when you don't love your brother? God kept the other one for you to decipher. How can you say that you, if it's somebody who is in the hospital, they say I should bring money, I will bring it. We also do that. We also give. What I'm preaching about this morning, I will participate. So I want to encourage you this morning that there is no two ways about it. The month of June is our month of sacrificial giving. All your troubles, the Lord will fight for you. In the name of Jesus. It is a commandment. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, he said that, do not be deceived. I've said that. But he said again in verse 7, he said, let every man give, not grudgingly. God loves a cheerful giver. Give. Even God said, give to him who asks you. God understands what he's giving. Charity, love is giving. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about giving. Keep giving. Because in every giving, there is a reward. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Let me start concluding. Number one is that you must know that it's a test of obedience. You must know that it's a test of fear of God. You must understand that it's a proof of your readiness to follow God. You must also understand that it's a test of faith. Look at the woman, the widow of Zarephath. The Bible said, he told Elijah, he said, look, this food, when I finish this food, I will commit suicide. That's what he said. Because he said, this is the only food we have, and when we eat, we die. How can a man eat a food and die? We call it the food of suicide. I know some people, before they commit suicide, they will go and drink well, take enough beer, eat the last meal of the night, and then write their suicide note and hang themselves. That was what the woman was planning. Elisha said, give me. When I eat, you will see a change. When you give to God concerning this program, I pray for you that God will make a way for you. I will be here with you till the end of the month, and your miracle will start from tomorrow morning. Wherever you go, doors will open unto you. Anything you lay your hands will prosper. Where the sole of your feet shall touch, you will possess. Let me shock you. Anywhere you go, you've been afraid of going before. I want you to go there tomorrow. Start with it. Because the prayer the pastor had prayed concerning this program will work for you. Praise the Lord. So God has a strategy. He wants to say, look, how do I bless my daughter? How do I even know that it's my child? How do I even know that it's obedient? How do I know that it's faithful? How do I know that it has my fear? Then he put the word in the mouth of our leaders. Let me tell you, there is no seed you will sow that God has not prepared plenty of people to sow a better seed. But I'm praying this morning that nobody will at sow you. You'll be the best one. You'll be the biggest one. What you sow will bear fruit. But I want to tell you, because I'm not going to call anybody out today, I want you to go home. Go and think about it. Don't worry whether you are here or not. Just go home today. Go and think. And watch the prayers that we have prayed. But don't put God for test. You know, Thomas said that until I put a hand in that hole, that I will know that the true truth is Jesus. For those who never see and believe, the Bible says for those, he will make the sons of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh. Are you here with me? So David was one of those who gave. I will just try, there are about 12 names. God himself was number one, John chapter 3, verse 16. Abel was number two. God did not come from heaven to tell Abel, give to me. Abraham was another one, even he gave his son. Solomon gave 1,000 bullocks. And the Bible said in that same night in the book of Chronicles, God visited him and asked him, what do you really want from me? Jephthah promised his daughter. He said, the first person that I see face to face, for you to see how big this is, he fulfilled that. David also gave. You remember that story in the book of Chronicles 21, 22 to 26? He said, I will not give to God what cost me nothing. Anytime you are giving to God and you find it easy, then it means you have not reached where God is expecting. Your hand will be saying, don't do this, oh, don't do this, oh. And your spirit will say, this is what to do. I have sown a seed, and what came after? Let me not make you look as if I'm promoting myself. But what came after was where I am standing today. That is the foundation of my growth. After giving, something big will always come. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Shunat, my two man, also gave to sustain a prophet. And he had a son. You have not been married, or you have marriage and the baby is not coming yet. Try this. And I pray that God will answer your prayers. What of the military officer? Many of these things happen. There are many things. But not to waste your time. The truth is that you must understand that in all giving, whether it's your offering, whether it is your tithe, there are conditions that are attached to them. The tithe said, so that you test me and see if I will not open the windows of God gives condition for every giving. The problem is that man does not see it. Man sees short. We look at the creation or the things God created, not looking at the creator. God is more interested in your well-being, but he gives condition. Many of us have driven almost every day in Lagos. And God has saved me. What? Tell me. Even if God, you had one had an accident and you lost a car, it's a big loss. Not to talk of life. Why not trade with God? Why not show God what you can do? But I will pray with you. We will pray three prayers. Number one is that God will provide. Number two is that God will give you understanding. I told them about, and I nearly forgot to tell you. God will give you wisdom. He will give you understanding. I want you to go home and think about it. But I came with a message this morning. I'm here to make sure that your life and the life of your family, your children, that God will have a serious impact in these lives. And as we speak, there is a life already in this church that God is about to show the way on Monday morning. And I believe that that person is you. Praise the Lord. Receive the word not from us, not from me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Don't receive this word as if men are speaking. Receive it as if it is coming from God. It's not from me. You are not giving to me. Neither are you giving to your pastor. We are doing this so that I was discussing with the pastor. I said, how can a church where big men and men and women like you are in has no parking space? Have you ever wondered? Some of you park along this road. Very dangerous. It cannot happen in Europe. You can't park those cars there. And you don't have a space. And you come to church every day and expect miracle. We have to do something about it. And that is part of what we are doing. And I'm believing God that God will answer your prayers. I say, God will answer your prayers. Praise the Lord. Let me conclude by saying that there are seven blessings that are attached to this. Number one is generational blessing. You already know the story of Abraham. Abraham became the father of nations. Number two is victory over your enemies. We prayed about it already. Number three is abundant and unlimited blessing. I am the whole of me is a testimony of it. The whole of me is testimony. But some of you, I know, immediately a pastor, before you know it, a pastor is announced. And when he's talking about his past, some of you will think that he's a liar. He's a lie. Yeah, but that's the lies of the devil. If I tell you where I was after the war, the civil war in Nigeria, and where I am today is a big gap. Praise God. Praise the Lord. There is heavenly recognition. We're all heaven bound. Nobody is coming here to. That's why I said take this week. Go and look at it and see if there's any lie in what we are saying. Then there is divine intervention and protection. Serious protection from God. No evil shall come near you. I say no evil shall come near you. And there's all-round family blessings. There is divine providence. God provides ahead. You know, Psalm 23 verse 1 to 2 said, it's a common thing we read. Well, how do we say it? How many of you can read it? Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. And he leads me in the path of righteousness. Just for his name's sake. He said, even though I walk through the valley. Can you imagine? The way Nigeria is today, there is war everywhere. Even some people are already calling Nigeria a failing state. But that's not what I see. It is well with Nigeria. Okay? He said, even when I walk through the valley and shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For because of what? For the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. And then he prepared the table before me. Eh? The Bible says that 1,000 will fall on your right, 10,000 on your left. You can only see, but it will not come near your household. He said, for the Lord is with me. He will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He will anoint my head with oil. And what will run over? My cup runneth over. Your health will be in sound state. Your financial statement will be solid. There will be peace in your family. There will be promotion in your life. You know, Romans chapter 14 verse 17 says that the kingdom of God is not in meat. It is in righteousness. It is in peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. What I'm saying is that when you walk according to the ways of the Lord, there will be peace in your home. There will be joy in your home. And let me finally tell you this. That Solomon is the only king that never fought a war. And he's the richest king up to today. The Lord will fight your battle. When there is peace, there's promotion. When there is peace, there's progress. I pray for promotion in your life. I pray for progress in your life. I pray that God will take you to where you ought to be. Whatever you have lost before, because God is going to fight for you. You will recover all. I say you will recover all. I say you will recover all. In the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet and we pray. Jesus, you are the Son of God. I believe in you. I believe in you. Savior, Son of God.
believe in you.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
You will thank God and say, Father. I can hear you say, Father. Every enemy masquerading as a friend in my life, in my family, in my place of work, Father, please expose them. Expose them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Talk to God Almighty. Every enemy of my destiny, every enemy of my star, masquerading as a friend. Oh yeah, may the Lord expose you. May the Lord expose you. May the Lord expose you in the name of Jesus. Every gang up against my star. Oh yeah, what are you waiting for? Scatter now. Scatter now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. There is a time in my life. I traveled from Lagos to my village. On getting to my village, I fell ill. But the word the Lord put in my mouth is that I will win. And I begin to say it. One of my uncle came to me and said, what is the meaning of what you are saying? And I said, what is it of your concern? That I say that we win has nothing to do with you. But you know, when the source of your trouble receive the word of God, they shake. You will tell God and say, Father, go into the camp of my enemies and cause a big commotion. Go ahead and talk to God. Almighty God, go into the camp of my enemies, cause a big confusion, cause a big fight. Enemies will begin to fight themselves wherever they are. Let them fight themselves. Let them fight themselves. In the name of Jesus. Let them fight themselves. Let them fight themselves. Oh, let them fight themselves. Let them fight themselves. In the name of Jesus. Let them fight themselves. Let them fight themselves. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The last prayer you will pray before I pray for you, you will say, Father. I cannot hear you say, Father. As I move into this new week, let your light shine upon me. Everywhere I go, whatever I do, let your hand be upon me. Oh yeah, go ahead and talk to God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want all eyes closed. If you are here, you have not given your life to Christ. Let me give you assurance that this God cannot behold iniquity. When he beholds one, he will judge it. You want to give your life to Christ? I want to just raise up your hand. There is need for you to start with him. There is need for you to make sure that your seed will not be in vain. You are here. You've not given your life. I just want to pray this prayer. God just ministered it into my heart to pray for somebody in this place. If you have not made up your mind, it could be too late. God is not a man that he will lie, neither a son of man that he will repent. You want to give your life? Is anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Is anybody in our midst? Okay. So that we cannot waste our time. Nobody? Okay. Now, raise your right hand to heaven. Raise your right hand and concentrate on the Almighty God. Please pay your attention to the God of man, not the man of God. Our Father and our God, we thank you. Father, these are your children. They are candidates of breakthroughs. Enough of moving around a circle. Enough of stagnation. Enough of sorrow. I pray for you, my brothers and my sisters. The joy of the Lord will accompany you home. In your place of work, starting from tomorrow morning, the Lord will surprise you. When I say surprise, I say God will surprise you. In the morning, the Lord will surprise you. In the afternoon, the Lord will surprise you. In the night, the Lord will surprise you. I pray for you. Every danger on the way, every problem that the pit of hell had planned ahead of this week, the Lord will deliver you. He will stand in for you. He will fill your house. His hand will be upon you. He will bless you. That finger of God. You know, he told Abraham and he said, walk before me and I will make you perfect. I pray for you. As long as God is in the equation, you will overcome. I pray for success in your life. You will succeed. Brethren, you will not fail. I said you will not be a failure. Every stumbling block on your way to the top, that thing the enemy has placed, I said, that sister, that brother will not get there. I said, God will remove them of your way. You will get to the top. There's victory for you. I pray intently for those who this month is their birthday, who are celebrating this month. I pray for our mommy. I pray for our daddy, the PICP. May the Lord bless their birthday. It is a new journey to prosperity, a new journey to life, a new journey to divine health. In this place, I pray, each and every one of you will have testimony. In the name of Jesus,
oh, Jesus, so shall it be. You're the lily of the valley.
The name of the song,
sweet Jesus. You're the bright morning star. Oh, Jesus, you're the mighty man in battle. I call you Jesus, the master of the world. Oh, Jesus, you're the lily of the valley.
Yes, you are.
Sweet Jesus, you're the bright morning star.
Morning star, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus,
you're
yeah.
The mighty, mighty master. I call you Jesus, the master of all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.